The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett. The Florida presidential primary is today. Immigration has been a key topic in this race, and that means a lot to Florida's growing population of Mexicans and other non-Cuban Latinos. But many still aren't registered voters. WLRN intern Kate Stein tells us this year activists are making urgent efforts to get Latinos to the polls, including music.
8 en punto y como siempre. Norteño music developed along the Texas-Mexico border. It blends the instruments of mariachi with the rhythms of polka. And it's hugely popular with the hundreds of thousands of Latin American migrants who cross the border each year. Voy a regresarme una semana para atrás. Los Tigres del Norte, the Tigers of the North, have been putting out Norteño hits for 4 decades. They recently performed in West Palm Beach. This song, La Bala, The Bullet, is a recent release. La Bala is about gun violence. A lot of Los Tigres songs touch on social and political issues, immigration, drugs, political representation. Another song, El Gallo del Mojado, is about having a Latino president with Aztec blood. At some concerts, the band has had tables where fans can pledge to vote in the presidential elections. And they've helped create a website to encourage voter registration. Jorge Hernandez Sr. is the band's leader.
What we're doing is invite them to participate, not to be quiet, to put it in their minds that they have to be part of the voice of the Latino voice.
Hernandez says the invitation is especially important for young fans. Fans like 20-year-old Liliana Castañeda. Castañeda was at the Los Tigres show in West Palm Beach, and she says she will register.
I do think it's important because I feel like our opinions matter. Like, there's a lot of Latinos that are not voting, and that's actually why I feel like I need to vote.
Young Latinos like Castañeda could make a big difference in the elections. Nationally, almost half of Latinos who are eligible to vote are millennials. So Latino millennials could be a tremendous political force if they vote.
A lot of the 18-year-olds are really third generation.
Eduardo Gamara teaches Latin American politics at Florida International University. He says young Latino voters are less predictable than their parents.
They're not recent arrivals, of course. They were born here. Their parents even may have been born here. And so their connections with back home are not that direct.
That's a big deal in Florida, especially when it comes to Cuban voters who have historically voted Republican.
But the younger generations are shifting.
When it comes to non-Cuban Latinos, it's hard to break down their voting patterns. Most polls only ask if you're Hispanic or Latino, not if you're Colombian or Puerto Rican or Mexican. That's a population that's growing a lot in Florida. Irma Cabriales is originally from Mexico. She's an activist with the Latin American Coalition in Fort Pierce.
You don't participate, then there's nothing you can do because you have no power, because you don't vote.
Cabriales organizes citizenship classes and voter registration drives. She's planning a big Cinco de Mayo voter registration party and invited local candidates and elections officials. Both Cabriales and Jorge Hernandez Sr. from Los Tigres del Norte, they say their activism is partially a response to Donald Trump's harsh comments about Mexican immigrants.
His words offend very directly to each heart, the Latino people.
But this goes beyond Trump. Ultimately, they're trying to make sure Latinos' political influence matches their population size. That's the idea Los Tigres dreams of in El Gallo del Mojado. Muchos buscan el país de la oportunidad. As the band puts it, many are looking for the land of opportunity. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org. I'm Tim Padgett.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.